Is it prudence that slows us up as the years advance? Could it perhaps be cynicism? Or is it merely a realistic lack of trust in the body to hang together? The young, of course, know nothing of this, because if your skeleton has never let you down, you can't imagine it ever will. Yet none of us is immune to accident. I was in my late 20s when first brought face to face with the frailty of muscle and bone. My wife and I were bound from the Southern Caribbean to the United States. Our little boat boasted a huge gaff rig that made her a downwind flyer, but she never was a ball of fire on the wind. That year the trade stuck stubbornly north of east. If you've ever sailed those waters, you'll know how the current rips to leeward and how hard it can blow. Add to this unpleasantness a suit of sails that wouldn't suck the skin off a rice pudding and no engine, and you'll see that trying to lay St. Lucia from Grenada on 035 degrees true was never going to be funny. After three destructive hammerings north of St. Vincent, we did the seamanlike thing and gave up. Instead of beating our brains out, we eased sheets and sped away towards Puerto Rico and America. All went well as we skipped across the sparkling Caribbean. By day the flying fish played, and by night the stars wheeled overhead and the wake blazed in phosphorescence. At noon on the third day we squirted out of the Virgin Passage into the azure Atlantic and bore away for Charleston, South Carolina. The wind hummed and the yacht seemed to have grown wings as we lived on fresh tuna and bonito. Had we but known it at the time, life was never going to get any better than this, but we took it all for granted and ignored the side of the happiness equation that assumes a healthy body. Half a week past the Virgins, 100 miles off Caicos, a typical tropical squall hit us just after dark. No problem. We did as we always did. Declutch the self-steering vane, heave the yacht to, pull down the deep reef and hand the jib. In a good breeze, the boat reached nicely under four reefs and reefed staysail, and we could leave her like that until morning. Unfortunately, as I squeezed aft between the mast and the backed staysail, I was thrown against an awkward fitting and broke two of my ribs. We had no radio to ask a doctor, and we'd no charts for a quick nip into the Bahamas. The first aid manual recommended strapping them up, but the pressure increased the pain, so we binned the bandages and did nothing with them at all. Every time I moved with any vigour, I felt as though someone was stabbing me in the chest, which didn't help morale. So, by mutual consent, I was banned from any rope-pulling until we arrived in Uncle Sam's fair land. As it turned out, this presented little problem, because my wife was well able to handle the big rig once it was reefed down to the gaff jaws. Achieving this state had been my last act as a whole man. What had been the run of a lifetime was now curtailed to a wretched limp, but at least we were safe. I was allowed on deck two or three times a day with my sextant to tell my excellent crew which way to point the bow, and in due course she anchored 15 yards off a Charleston Marina pontoon. She hove her line ashore and warped us in. That was my first brush with failure of the bag of bones we take for granted, yet which is the only thing between us and eternity. I'm writing this with a trapped sciatic nerve. Everyone I talk to over the age of 40 seems to have had similar experiences. I'm really glad I've just bought a yacht my wife can sail alone if need be, so that the next time I keel over on passage she'll be able to crack on and get us there as fast as she chooses.